As we continue on the magazine, of course, artificial intelligence, everybody's talking about it. Now we have a different angle on it. Shreepal Shah is with us. He has written Leveling Up with AI, and it talks about the sports industry and artificial intelligence. Shreepal, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's back up a little bit. One of the things I found interesting is how you went about writing this book. It was just kind of you were overseas and your daughter was participating in a history Olympiad in Italy, and you decided this was an issue that you felt needed some attention. So quickly tell me about what reasoning did you have behind putting this book together?
Absolutely. So as you said, I had a lot of time on my hands. I was in Italy waiting for my daughter every day while she was in this competition for 3 to 5 hours in the heat. So I needed something to pass the time. And I had really felt that I had just come from a sports conference. And I felt like what everyone was saying regarding AI in sports, which used to be at the forefront of many things, was really antiquated. When you look at what, for example, what's going on with retail and AI, and how since COVID, all these retailers with 50, 100-year-old brands that have embraced AI and how fast they've been moving, sports was really just lagging behind. So I wanted to build a book around that, but what I was the most excited about was this, what has been going on with generative AI, or these the ChatGPTs or the learning language models, where anyone without having to be a developer could now get the benefit of AI and it's really just their creativity that was limiting the ability to use it. And that was just very fascinating to me. It felt like the early days of social media. And that's what compelled me to write the book.
Well, help us to understand, not giving too much away, but help us to understand what the connection is between artificial intelligence and sports. A lot of us now, many of us are a little nervous about AI because basically things can be created. Somebody's voice can be mimicked. We had the controversy with the photograph with the princess. What is your message as far as how artificial intelligence can help those in sports?
I think my message is, it's not unlike what we saw in the early days of social media. People were worried that all YouTube was going to run amok and take away, all these illegal videos. People were hesitant to embrace it, hesitant to share their life on Twitter. And it took some time to work through the ethics, the policies. Because at that time, people for their tweets were just taking content from other people, or if they're doing a sponsored endorsement, they weren't disclosing that they were doing that. So there is that side of it. But I think if you take a step back and say, sports and AI can benefit from each other because AI is an accelerant and it can augment someone's skills. I think that is really fascinating. Because if you look at, for example, the NBA, they partnered with a company called Fastbreak AI to help them use AI to build the schedule for next season. That's one of the most time-consuming processes to build the league schedule. And if there was a major injury, different variabilities, having AI allows now the league to look at many more scenarios in a much faster period of time. What? And then that allows them to then, because they can create the schedule faster, spend more time on the fan experience.
So what you're talking about is artificial intelligence as a tool to kind of do the things that right now require a lot of brain power, and that brain power can then be used for more creative things.
Exactly. Or it could teach you how to do something. Like I'll use an example. I play fantasy football. I'm in a fantasy football league. I don't play. I'm in a fantasy football league. And all the folks in that league have worked in the sports industry for 10, 20 plus years. And I was like the favorite person because I'd come in last every year, but I'd always pay the bill. And for all the pools, I started using generative AI to make helped me in the strategy and the selection starting last fall, where I won an NCAA player pool. And there is some luck to it. But and then this past season, I got to the final game and lost for the first time in playing fantasy sports ever. And that was an example where AI really helped in providing me with an approach, some analysis, and it helped kind of change some of the tendencies I used to do. I used to always draft a quarterback early, and it told me not to. And it was just this, it was like having like a coach as I was going. And I think that is really impactful.
Very.
I'll use another example.
Go ahead.
I coach my kids on the sports side, I'm sorry, and one of the kids on the team had ADHD. And I was able to use ChatGPT to look at some, you know, plans, notes, and it gave me suggestions on how to adjust that to then have that coaching session. And the parents' feedback was that that was really helpful because they were able to really get what was going on.
Well, we have just about run out of time. We've been visiting with the author of Leveling Up with AI, highlighting the sports industry. Shripal Shah has been with us. And before I leave, how can folks get a hold of your book?
It's available on Amazon. It's ebook, paperback, or hardcover, and it's free for anyone with Kindle Unlimited.
And we've been visiting with Shripal Shah, and the book is Leveling Up with AI. We appreciate your time. Thank you.